Caisse de dépôt et placement du Québec, CDPQ, one of Canada and SQUE's biggest public pension funds, will spend 1,750 crore, $250 million, to increase its stake in Piramal Enterprises Limited via a preferential allotment of compulsory convertible debentures, CCDs. The infusion will be a part of a larger fundraising worth 5,400 crore, $770 million, that will include a rights issue. On Friday, the board of billionaire AJ Piramal-owned conglomerate approved the fresh capital raise. The development comes amid consolidation and liquidity tightness in the NBFC sector, and the Piramal Group feels that with reduced competition, the company is well positioned to take advantage of several organic and inorganic growth opportunities, and LTCO, particularly in the retail financing space across both housing finance and consumer lending and RCO. These funds will help the diversified firm strengthen its balance sheet, fortify and insulate it against any external shocks to the financial system in the future, as well as enable the group to and LTCO tap organic and inorganic opportunities arising out of market consolidation across our financial services, pharmaceuticals and information management businesses and RCO. After the announcement, shares of Piramal Enterprises, the flagship listed entity of Piramal Group, fell over 9% to 1,567 rupees and 40 paise apiece. And LTCO, the rights issue of 3,650 crore, about $520 million, at 1,300 rupees per share is intended to give an opportunity to all existing shareholders to participate in the capital raise at an attractive price. The promoters will also participate, and RCO, said Piramal Enterprises. The Piramal board entered into an agreement with CDPQ approving issuance of 115,894 CCDs of the face value of 1.51 lakh rupees apiece. The CCDs shall bear an interest of 9.28% per year calculated on the face value of the CCDs commencing from the date of their allotment and until the date of their conversion, payable in three half-yearly installments. For CCDs, conversion price is 1,510 rupees per share, or the conversion ratio of each CCD is 1 to 100. One CCD shall be converted into 100 equity shares. The preferential allotment will take place on the 25th of November 2019 and the rights issue is expected to be completed by the end of February 2020, the company said. CDPQ has a long-standing partnership with Piramal Enterprises and holds 3.68% stake as of October 18. It had participated as the anchor investor during the firm and SQUO's previous capital issuance, investing $175 million out of the total issue size of $750 million. Additionally, CDPQ and SQUO's real estate subsidiary, Ivanhoe and Acute, Cambridge, has committed $250 million towards a co-investment platform with Piramal Enterprises to provide long-term equity to blue-chip residential developers and NBSP. Other foreign investors include Eastbridge Capital, which owns 7.51%, WF Asian Smaller Companies Fund Limited with 1.21% stake, and Aberdeen Global Indian Equity Limited with 1.01% holding. Government-owned insurer Life Insurance Corporation of India, LIC, owned 8.29% stake in Piramal Enterprises as on September end. After the fundraise, the company and SQUO's equity capital will rise to approximately 32,000 crore from 26,700 crore as on September end 2019. The debt-to-equity ratio of Piramal Enterprises improved to less than 1.7 from 2 as on September end. And LTCO, this fresh equity infusion from CDPQ, an existing global, marquee, long-term investor, especially in the current market scenario, is a validation of the robustness of the company and SQUO's business model and long-term growth trajectory, and RCO, said AJ Piramal, chairman of Piramal Enterprises. Since 1988, the promoters have increased their stake in the company, which currently stands at 46.10%. Piramal Enterprises. In June 2019, VC Circle reported that India Resurgence Fund, a joint venture of Piramal Enterprises and the credit affiliate of private equity firm Bain Capital, will raise a corpus of $750 million, around 5,250 crore, over the next few months to increase its investments in the distressed assets segment. And NBSP. In the same month, VC Circle had also reported that Piramal Enterprises was in advanced talks to take over the retail loan book of an embattled large group and number 39, S Housing Finance Company. Piramal Enterprises is the largest business of the Piramal Group and is engaged in pharmaceutical and financial services including wholesale and retail funding across various sectors including real estate. Its lending business is operated through Piramal Capital and Housing Finance Limited, a 100% subsidiary of Piramal Enterprises. In June 2019, Piramal Enterprises sold full stake in Chennai-based Shriram Group and No. 39, S. Shriram Transport Finance for 2,300 crore and is further looking to exit Shriram Capital Limited, in which it holds a 20% stake.